Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Please don't forget that Bayer Pharmaceutical shipped out over 1 million Advils of Factor VIII with HIV and hepatitis in every shot, guaranteeing a death sentence to all those that took it worldwide. And it came out in court documents. They knew it. They did it on purpose. And the federal courts in the U.S. said that they are immune because they're doing important eugenics work on you and your family. Then we got Baxter Pharmaceutical ordering 18 subsidiaries to mix live bird flu with different groups and strains of regular human flu and then to inject it into bodies so it could perfectly mutate. And then they're running around. Deaths are happening all over Europe, Poland, Germany, Czech Republic, and the news will never say what company's doing it, but it says pharmaceutical companies come to the local health department and say, tell your homeless this is a flu shot and pay them a couple hundred euros to take it. They take it. It kills them deader than a hammer. They're dying all over the place. It's mainstream news, and they just go, people are dying. Move along, move along, move along, move along. Folks, this criminal government, this global government, has done tens of thousands of admitted tests, thousands in the U.S. government, on troops, citizens, foster kids, anybody they get their hands on. They get caught, never get in trouble. Now, you're going to trust them to take the shots. I know you are. You love them. Well, if that's what you want, go ahead. But anyways, they'll keep us safe, don't worry. With all of this going on, U.S. officials track new flu strain. They say it's possible that children were infected by other people and not by pigs, and they say they have consulted with health officials in Canada, Mexico, and the World Health Organization, the World Eugenics Organization at the UN, although there is no evidence that the new virus is circulating widely. In a special alert, the CDC asked doctors in California, San Diego, and Imperial counties on the border with Mexico to test anyone with flu-like symptoms and send the samples in for testing. They're guaranteed testing what they've been doing to people. Because they like to test weaker soft kills first before they really, really go after you. Both of these kids came to our attention because they were seen in clinics which do routine surveillance for influenza infections, special clinics. The CDC's Dr. Lynn Finelli told reporters in a telephone briefing, neither child, a 10-year-old boy, and a 9-year-old girl had especially severe symptoms, although the girl had a fever 104 degrees, he said. We are not making the assumption that there are widespread infections out there, and there is not any action that the public should take right now. The influenza strain, H1N1, the same family as the one of seasonal flu viruses now circulating, but it genetically resembles a virus found in pigs and not in people. Officials at the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said, and see, it was that one last time that killed tens of millions. It has never been seen before, the CDC said. Neither child had any contact with pigs. The source of infection is unknown, they added. The lack of known exposure to pigs in the two cases increases the possibility that human-to-human transmission of this new influenza virus has occurred. So I just thought I'd give you some background. You know, when you see a Reuters story about bird flu or pig flu and the World Health Organization is going to save you and the Rockefeller Foundation is going to save you, I like to go back and tell you where this stuff pops up and who's behind it and what's going on. So at least, you know, if they go ahead and release it and you and your family are dying, you can at least know who did it to you. You know, it's important to know, at least if it comes to that. Or maybe if you survive, you can warn folks. But I know some of you will probably actually ask for more injections if you survive. You know, it wipes your whole family out. You'll probably go ask for more injections. And that'll kill you. But, I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, you know, you let them fear-monger you to their fear. And then you run out and roll your sleeves up and say, oh, you've done all these thousands of tests killing people in secret programs in the past through vaccines and other operations. Oh, inject me, please. It makes perfect sense. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv after this break. Start taking your phone calls and a lot more. Got a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. We'll cover it as well. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
But some flies have been flying around here for like a week. Just landed on my nose. I'm getting really sick of it. I've been harassing vermin at night here, 9 to midnight, too. It's okay. You guys don't have to come in here and go after it.
I have hours only lonely.
All right, I promise to get the EU closes climate loophole on air conditioners. Got to ban those. Taxes on people that are overweight. Burma's just ran up with a bunch of articles. England said they want to chop their population in half through eugenics. Mainstream news. Australia's now announced it, and they're simultaneously announcing domestic police states and domestic Stasi. He's going to be sitting in for like 20 minutes before Judge Napolitano joins me because I've got to go on international television for the next 15, 20 minutes of the next hour. Then I'll come back in with Napolitano. We had to move him back 15, 20 minutes. Everybody has these crazy schedules, but we'll see what happens with that. So that is coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Corey in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Great. Well, I had a quick thing to talk about really quick about the global warming and how it's so, you know, it's killing us all. But I just recently looked up an article about a ice shelf in Antarctica. They I guess it just
do me a favor and turn your radio off.
Yeah, sure, sorry.
Because it really makes it hard to listen to you, and then we don't get to focus on what you're saying.
Are you there? Yeah.
Yes, we're here. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So this article talks about an ice shelf in Antarctica. It's like hundreds of miles long, and it has a clean cut as if it was cut by something. Do you know about the airborne lasers on Boeings and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, those are declassified. The whole plane's a laser. I mean, it has a giant laser that goes the length of it. It's a chemical laser, a chemical particle beam. But a lot of times ice does break off in clean sheets. Antarctica and the Arctic is always getting smaller in the summer, bigger in the winter. It just got bigger. It got 31% bigger in the north and the south. Record increase in its size because the sun cooled off the last 2 years.
And I think what I think is happening is, I mean, this is for hundreds of miles. This is a ice, you know, clean. It looks like it just totally looks like somebody just cut out with a bulldozer for miles and miles. But I mean, they're just
I don't think those chemical lasers have that much power.
It's also a theory on if there's any satellite based lasers. I mean, it's just something that, you know.
Well, I mean, I know there's a lot of suppressed technology. I just stick with what I can prove.
Right, I agree. That just kind of sparked my attention. But I also wanted to talk about the Tea Party last week, and I was out there. I handed out a bunch of over 100 Obama deceptions in like
good
15
job.
Minutes. And I also there was a provocateur, the police undercover. He actually filmed me, and I was spieling my deal on liberty, and we had a flag, and he says, "Why don't you go burn that flag? You guys are a bunch of socialists. Why are you even here? Why are you wasting your time arguing about this stuff? You guys, a bunch of socialists, go start a riot, you know, filming me on this." And I was just like, you know, man, I'm here for liberty. I'm the flag. I represent this flag. The flag right now is under corrupt
government.
Well,
he's threatened by freedom. He's a parasite. He believes in the state and the government. And but I hope you send me that footage, because I want to put some of that in the new Obama film I'm making.
I'm stocking up on footage on, protest, stuff like that, and also doing a lot of footage on chemtrails and all that stuff, and I'm going to be sending a lot of...
Good. Don't forget. Mail it to us right now, okay?
All right. I'll get on that. I'll definitely do that for you.
Yeah, don't wait and not get it done. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. You bet. Let's talk to Steve in Georgia. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Steve.
Hi.
Be kind. I just asked you to be kind with me, because I did have an experimental fluoride treatment back in 1963, so you know, hopefully I'm coherent. That was back in first grade.
Oh, actually, where's that photo of me? I said I was going to show that. Where's the photo of where I'm getting the fluoride treatment? It's around here somewhere. Go ahead. No, here I am. We found a photo of where I'm getting a fluoride treatment. Go ahead.
That's funny. That was back in first grade. I still remember the taste and the instructions and the two cold chairs and the two nurses in a grade school being given that treatment. I still don't understand why I got it. Anyway, I've got a combat zone field report for you just north of Atlanta. I really think the minions of tyranny are literally going to come to my front door, and it's going to be in the next 2 days. I got a note. I live in a about 400-home subdivision north of Atlanta, and I got a note from my homeowners association indicating that a census worker would be stopping by my home. And what it reads, can I say the census worker's name? I guess I can. Anyway, the note says, census worker Mr. Wallerstein is in the community to verify street addresses for the next day or so. Mr. Wallerstein will have to take a GPS signal close to the front doors on a handheld computer to perform this task. Okay, so, you know, I've been listening to you for a while. This is coming home right now. There's no...
Well, you know, I mean, do you know what your zip code is?
Yeah, it's a GPS. You know, whatever Pentagon...
Originally, it's a Pentagon artillery airstrike coordination code.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
And then the added number on the end of it is the full code. And then they now have the GPS system. And under law, they're only allowed to ask how many people live there.
Exactly.
Okay, but now most people are getting 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, some 100 question ones. How many guns do you own?
Yeah.
They're asking, how much money do you have? What type of toilet do you have? Training you. And they'll bang on the door. It happened to me. And they'll go, answer my question.
Right.
And I said, listen, get off my property or I'm going to call the police, pal.
They did the same thing to me, that type of thing. But my issue is they're taking a GPS signal of my front door. Okay? So I'm going to escort again. They made a mistake because they let me know, and I've alerted all my neighbors. you know, escort this guy off your property nicely. Tell him never to come back. I mean, it's a he can't come on my property, right? It's not legal for him to walk up.
You probably waived your rights under the Homeowners Association rule. So through a contract, if their contract says that, he can.
I don't know if it would have been in there. I mean, this neighborhood's been around for about 30 years. I don't know. But
you have to look at the covenant. And a lot of times when they change stuff, they'll say, by paying your yearly dues, you agree to the new rules of the covenant. Yeah. If you'd like to see that, talk to the man, you know, talk to the Homeowners Association manager, Bill, who steals half the money. You know, that's what they usually do. But you can go find out there more about it. But no, I mean, this is literally control. And so that's so SWAT team guys in the dark, you know, or foreign troops, whatever, which they now admit they're going to use foreign troops in America. It's now mainstream news. They're like, they're just like, I'm Volk, I'm Reich, I'm give it out. And they're just like running right up to your door with the SWAT teams. Or they can send their robots. I've got that in Reuters. Hunter-killer robots, 18-wheelers pull up that are robotic. Bzz, the hunter-killer swords offload. You come right up to your door. That's what it's all about. It's all about the freedom. People think I'm joking about that. It's serious.
No, Steve Quayle talked about the Orange Alert on your show the other day or whatever, and I was wondering, you know, how are they going to round up a bunch of special ops guys? You know, are they going to do it one day at a time? That ain't going to work. They're going to have to dispatch people via GPS signals. They're not even going to mess with addresses.
Oh, you're right. Great point, and I appreciate your call. Let me just add this. I remember, again, 16, 17 years ago, Alexander Haig, big globalist, had a cable TV show that aired around the country. He would pay to have it aired on county cable channels. And I would sit there. My last year in high school, I was here in Austin, and I would watch Alexander Haig when I got home about 6 o'clock after working out after school. And he said, we're going to have these huge blimps, solar-powered, surveilling all the cities. They're much cheaper than satellites, and they're below the cloud cover. They work much better, or they're below, you know, the atmospheric zone at about 90,000 feet. And he was explaining all of this. And then I saw documents later. And then now they admit they have big blimps at 95,000 feet, surveilling, scanning, reading, ground-penetrating radar, face-scanning cameras, heat signature cameras that track you off your heat signature. You know, they get a heat signature on the ground from you with your name, ID. Like they can have a camera aimed. In fact, they admit they have the MIT brags. They have these integration systems. Here's how it works. This is one way it works. They'll have a camera that scans your driver's license. Well, that ties your face, your digital face, with the digital driver's license photo. Now, the camera scans your license plate and ties that to your driver's license database. The same camera, the same computers, then matches your face getting out of the car. You understand how this works? Hey, guys, can you keep it down out there? Okay, let's not have big discussions right outside because I'm trying to think here. I'm trying to keep focused, okay? Do they even hear me, or are they just going to keep going on outside the door? Sir, hold on just a minute. Is that same caller still there? I appreciate your call, sir. Okay. I got so much going on in my head. I just can't keep track of this anymore. And I know the caller had more he wanted to say. That was actually a new caller. You can call back in if you can get in, sir. I just can't do it. I mean, because what happens is I start listening from radio to what people are doing, and they get right outside the door and have really loud discussions. And then it totally short circuits what I'm thinking and what I'm saying. Let me try to start over. Okay, I'm going to start over right now for folks on air. What they do is they have your digital photo from when you get the driver's license. Then they have cameras that are also reading your car license plate. And so that's a secondary way to ID you. When you get out of the car, the face scanning camera on the ground, designed and put in by DARPA, IDs your digital photo with the face scan off of the database they have, ties it in with the car and the license plate, confirming that's you. Then, when they're wanting to track a subject, the blimp has your infrared signature and the cameras on the ground nexus that's your ID, and then it takes a reading of your heat resonance, and then now it's in the database. And so the blimps are just constantly getting new subjects, tracking, getting all of this up there so they know where you're at, what you're doing, and then they have the GPS coordinates of your front door. When we come back, I'll cover Reuters for you so we can go
if
over that.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So bottom line, they have the blimps IDing everybody. They admit it, and tracking everywhere you go. And the million plus people on the no-fly list and the total control grid going into place right now. So I thought I'd get into this. They're converting the entire military. They've got 18-wheelers they admit that are robotic, that can drive from one end of the country to the other and make decisions. But normally they have a controller who's also in there through the cameras, you know, in a simulator to take it over if there's a problem. It pulls up, the bottom lowers down, 15 killer robots get off, and they just start murdering. This is Reuters today. Reuters, bigger than AP. Killer robots and a revolution in warfare. They have no fear. They never tire. They are not upset when the soldier next to them gets blown to pieces. Their morale doesn't suffer by having to do anything. And again, their jobs, known in the military as the 3Ds, dull, dirty, and dangerous. They are military robots, and they are rapidly increasing numbers and growing sophistication, may herald the end of thousands of years of human monopoly on warfighting. Science fiction is moving to the battlefield. The future is upon us, says Brookings scholar Peter Singer, put it in a conference of experts at the U.S. Army War College of Pennsylvania this month. And the entire Air Force attack craft, everything's converting. And I've seen the training drills. I've seen, and I've talked to troops. They say there's classified stuff you wouldn't believe. I just don't want to scare the public. And these, even Fox News had a piece like 6-7 years ago. I've got it somewhere on tape where it shows a little hovering flying saucer and it comes up and face scans you. And if you don't show ID, it kills you. And so you see stuff like They Live, where it's, hello, my little friend. I, there you are. You know, he blasted. I have come here to do two things, to kick butt and chew bubble gum. And I am all out of bubble gum. Oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. So that's what's happening. And police departments around the world already sent in killer robots into quotes. You won't come out of the house. Send in the killer robot. And they're getting more and more. They used them in Fallujah. Got their feet wet there. A little bit of wet work. But the globalists just don't care about the Arabs. They love you. They care about human life. Singer published for Wired, for War, The Robotics Revolution and Conflict 21st Century, a book that traces the rise of the machines and predicts that in the future wars, they will not only play greater roles in executing missions, but also in planning them. Numbers affect the explosive growth of robotic systems. Meanwhile, the government wants our guns. You know, we're getting outgunned by them. They want our guns. Just enjoy yourselves, everybody. Numbers reflect the explosive growth of robotic systems. The U.S. forces that stormed into Iraq in 2003 had no robots on the ground. There were none in Afghanistan either. Now, those two wars are fought with the help of an estimated 12,000 ground-based robots and 7,000 unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, the technical term for drone or robotic aircraft. Ground-based robots in Iraq have saved hundreds of lives in Iraq, defusing improvised explosive devices, which account for more than 40% of U.S. casualties. The first armed robot was deployed in Iraq in 2007, and it is lethal, as its acronym is long, Special Weapons Observation Remote Reconnaissance Direct Action System, SWORDS. By the way, they were used earlier than that. Like they tell you, we went into Vietnam in 1965. Folks, we were there in 1959, and 4,000 troops died as advisors. They love lying to you. Just drink some more fluoride, though. Remember, they care about you. Continuing here, it says, the first armed robot was deployed in Iraq in 2007. It's the SWORDS. It's mounted with a M249 machine gun. Can hit a target at 3,000 feet away with pinpoint precision. From the air, the best-known UAV is the Predator. Has killed dozens of insurgents. Dozens of insurgents. Every week they bomb another wedding. And we killed 300 innocent people and might have killed one bad guy. But they tell you here, 12. Told me to minimize it to the slaves. And I read the British Army documents on that. They know, they say we've killed thousands, we say we've killed five. And the human mind will automatically, when they hear the real number later of thousands, will average them together. A little psych warfare thing, just one of many psych warfare manuals that have been declassified I've read. The Predators are flown by operators sitting in front of television monitors and cubicles at Creek Air Force Base in Nevada, 8,000 miles away from Afghanistan. Yeah, and this is how they work. All these kids playing games, slaughtering people, designed by the Pentagon, they admit they're being conditioned to not care about killing. And so they just sit there with drones killing women and children. It's all part of pleasure, and they get off on it. You know, they feel good, like their life means something. I'm real manly. You know, I sent in a robot to kill somebody. And don't worry, police and military, I know you're getting off on it. They're going to take everything from you. They're going to take your lives, your bank accounts, your children. You're going to get all the hell you're dishing out on innocent people. Don't worry. You want evil? You want to kill 50 million of babies? You love the evil? Don't worry. You're going to get to swim in it. Don't worry. You're going to get everything you want. Everything and more. You like evil? You're going to get it. Be right back with more. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Yeah, this article where it's getting into the robots gives disinfo from the numbers I've seen. It says robotics research and development in the U.S. received a big push from Congress in 2001 when it set two ambitious goals. By 2010, a third of the country's long-range attack aircraft should be unmanned. The number I saw was half. And by 2015, one-third of America's ground combat vehicles. You ought to see these things. It's like, well, you can just Google combat robots, and I mean, it's like big black tanks that are like the size of a Chevy truck with like 10 guns on the nose and nerve gas sprayers and everything else. And this is what the cops are going to be using on you, folks. They're just going to go, oh, won't turn your guns in. Doot, 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 doot. War wags start rolling. That's why once they try to start all that, you can't be in a defensive posture waiting for them. And then you got to go to the factories, the relay centers, the places where they got these Terminators set up. It's really sick, folks. We got a psycho scientist eugenicist working for inbred bankers who believe in eugenics running everything. And everything's a giant kill grid. Everything they're setting up is a kill grid. It's a slaughterhouse. The New World Order is setting up a giant slaughterhouse for humanity, in their own words. And they're practicing soft kills with the vaccines and the things they do, but they're just expanding all of this. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. John in Oregon, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I just actually I wanted to bring up a couple things with you. First off, as far as I know, you don't have a problem with us downloading your movies off the internet for free, correct?
No, I want people to.
Okay, well, I thought I'd let you know. Okay, I use BitTorrent. I use a BitTorrent client to download a couple of your movies. And I thought I'd let you know that I was completely death-pinged by the U.S. government until my computer completely shut down. I mean, I have a couple different firewalls that let me actually see the IP addresses of the people that I'm sharing with and uploading with, and several of them were, FBI anti-peer-to-peer, and a couple of them, and they death-pinged my IP address so hard that my whole computer just shut down.
Well, we kept wondering why the Pirate Bay and others would have it posted with thousands of cedars and people, and then Pirate Bay would take it down themselves. And they're doing that because the film is the most viral film out there. I mean, there's little short clips and things that are more viral, like literally, you know, girls playing volleyball in bikinis. But for a full film, it's the most viral thing out there everywhere. And, no, I mean, Obama invited a blogger. This is mainstream news for the White House that was mildly critical of him trying to co-opt him. They, Ted Anderson's running national radio ads for the Obama deception. You know, major rap groups are plugging it, you know, at huge concerts. And so, yes, they're trying to shut down the spread of it. They also like the fear that creates. So all you do is upload it 10 times more and fight back. Because it shows who the banker, I mean, look, I'm going on air saying arrest the bankers. I am literally on the front lines going, shoot me. And, you know, because I'm not here to lose this fight. I'm here to go head up against the enemy, and I've asked people to give us support because do people realize we're big now, and we know how to counter the globalists. We are stepping up to the plate to their criminality. These are people that will murder whole third world countries. They don't care about life. They just don't want to kill me and make me into a martyr, so they're studying ways to destroy me in the media and other things. And, you know, I am literally, you know, going in through and beyond. I am committed. But I want folks to know this is the real world. They really have CIA taking over all the cities. They really are putting regular army in all the police departments and announcing it. They really are having drills for martial law with foreign troops on the FEMA website. They really are. Oh, yeah. This is really going on. They're really announcing worldwide they're going to reduce our populations forcibly by half. You know, Australia just announced today, and they don't say how. They really are announcing taxes on everything we do through carbon and with enforcer brigades. I mean, this is it. This is what they did in Soviet Union. They're going for it, man.
Yeah, I've also noticed since I live right next to the ocean, the city council has been discussing monthly, tsunami drills, but it's just I've been noticing that it's everybody's to convene to a location, you know, deemed by the, you know, our state government.
And exactly. Suddenly they have all these little disaster drills. Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I've lived here my entire life, and I know where it's safe from a tsunami, and I don't need my government telling me where it's going to be safe.
Again, this is the national security state.
Yeah.
Go find out who's running that drill. It'll be a 35-year-old guy. And he'll say, hey, you were in the Army. He'll say, how'd you know that? Oh, you were in Intel. And he'll say, did I know you? Oh, you were in Intel. And go, so what's the op? And they'll go, just being friends. Hi, you know, that's how they work. And that person will usually have dual duties. He's there to spy on people, make sure the narcotics are coming in, just make sure everything's going well.
Oh, yeah, where I live here in Oregon, there's a huge business for methamphetamine. I've never seen anything like it, you know.
Yeah, well, they're bringing it in.
Huh?
They're dealing it all, yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
And I mean, the government is just, look, once the government decides to go criminal, they just go hog. It's just total criminal, everything criminal. I appreciate your call, sir. I'm going to jump here. Let's talk to Lucia in Canada. Go ahead, Lucia. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have two significant pieces of information for you.
Yep.
This goes out to Scott, who continues to call your radio show telling you that chemtrails do not exist. I'm just getting my package ready to send to you. I have documents that were declassified in 1980 that show that in 1953 in Canada, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, there were aerosol tracer programs being used on the Canadian people without their consent. And it also explains in the document that there are areas in the United States that were also under this program.
Yeah, no, they've been doing weather modification since the 30s. I've interviewed the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston. That's up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Just Google it or search it when you're there on the site.
Oh, yeah, as you say, the information is out there. You just have to look for it.
They now announced that they are doing testing, and under U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, it says they can do chemical, biological, radiological testing if it's part of research or law enforcement. So they go, oh, we're just researching spraying you. And then the guy says, I don't believe they're dispersing it through the fans in the jet fuel. That's one theory. All we know is these trails didn't form like they are before 1995 or so, 96 on a wide scale. And now the president announced, oh, we're thinking about spraying the atmosphere with particula, and the very particula we said they were spraying from the test to do this to the environment. And, yeah, I had really vicious threats on my children from multiple angles when I did the chemtrail shows 2 weeks ago. I mean, they are really mad. And you know, they email you, they call you, and they say, I'm going to stab your children. I'm going to come, I'm going to find them, I'm going to stab them. And you give it to the police, and they do nothing. So, I mean, that's who these people are. They're very upset.
We need more people fighting aside from yourselves. Listen to this second piece. I met last summer a well-to-do woman from British Columbia who, just out of nowhere in our conversation, told me that a group of people within her community were so sick and tired of the billowing cloud above their city, they actually went to Transport Canada, who admitted, the official was caught off guard, admitted spraying was occurring because it was there to help Canadians alleviate them from the radiation coming off of the sun, that there was particulate being added to the fuel containing barium and aluminum salts in order to divert the sun's rays. So these enraged community members drew up a petition, and now the petition has been set into law that these planes are no longer to fly over their airspace. So I'm trying to get a hold of her just so that she can provide a video for you for my package, and she can talk about this petition. I mean, this is unprecedented. They've actually...
I think I saw something about that in the news. Now, I know folks are getting mad, and then other people are just in denial about this. And
how can you deny that?
Like they're in denial about... they've denied the global currency, the global bank. They denied the carbon taxes were coming. They just deny, because who wants to admit we're in the middle of a eugenics war?
We have
the global elite waging war on us, and the public has to wake up to the full insanity of this.
Well, all I know is that fellow that called you last week about Battelle and the Department of Energy working with various universities on this program, well, I looked into it, and the University of Manitoba is huge.
They're all involved, all the big research universities. No, I separately researched what he was talking about. It's all admitted. That's the crazy part. You go, hey, they're all admitting it, and they just go, shut up, crazy person. And, you know, it's...
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put together a billboard in this city that has a picture of the spraying occurring over maybe our legislative grounds, because it happens every day. And I'm going to, it's going to say, stop spraying us. And it's going to lead, you know, I'm trying to think of a website that they could go to. What would be the best website that I could have on this billboard?
I would probably think California Skywatch is pretty darn good. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Get us all that info. God bless you, Lucia. Anthony in Georgia, you're on the air, Anthony. Welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, well, I have two comments to make. One, I love your show. My brother put me on to you about a year ago.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was weird. You know, I would talk about Obama to him, and, you know, he was like, Obama's not dancing. I'm like, what do you mean? And then he started letting me listen to your show. Then I started doing research on my own like any other ordinary individual should do. And I started seeing the patterns. And then when you said, oh, yeah, Obama's going to be president, and then he whoppingly beats McCain, I was like, yeah, this is real. My second comment is I was listening to your show yesterday on the way home on my iPhone, and you were talking about vaccinations and how it was killing little girls. But it was very funny. I got a call last night from a market research company, and they were asking...
Sorry, your phone was breaking up. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, start over. You got a call from a market research company.
I got a call from a market research company asking me, do I speak to the person in the house who's in charge of children vaccinations? And I was, it was very crazy. I was like, no, we don't have any kids in the house, that we don't have children in the house. He said, thank you for your time, and hung up. And my father, he's Obama, he was Obamanoid. And I told him that, and he said, he made it seem like the guy wanted my information to steal my credit or something like that. And I'm like, well, he didn't ask for that. As a matter of fact, he hung up. The conversation was all but 30 seconds. And it's crazy that I hear and see things like this all the time. I tell people, and people, they just write it off.
Well, and, you know, a lot of these phone calls are propaganda. If you would have said you had kids, they would have told you, do you know how much they save your children from diseases and how wonderful they are? Are you vaccinated? They call those kind of push polls or push calls. They also have automated systems that do that. But they're running TV ads about how vaccines are really good for you, how corn syrup's really good for you, how you're an idiot if you don't think it's good for you. So we're having an effect on them that they're having to counter us. But, again, they're testing, keeping it compartmentalized, keeping their own people that are administering it in the dark who aren't aware of what's happening. They're testing how to cover up the deaths, how to just, again, turn up the background noise. Just incrementally increase what they're doing so, like the frog in the pot, we don't notice it. And when you're talking about Obama, the biggest thing to wake up the Obama supporters is, I'm not for McCain. I'm saying they're both puppets. There's two puppets, Dad. I would get two toy puppets. I'd go to the toy store, I'd get two puppets, and I'd say, Dad, which puppet do you like? Which puppet are you going to vote for? He'd say, I'm not going to vote for either puppet. They're puppets. And say, but wait a minute, shouldn't you be looking at who's controlling the puppets? That's what I'm saying, Dad. I'm not for McCain or Obama. And that seems to get through to people. But they immediately, they're thinking, you're for Bush. You're for all the bad. No, I'm not for Bush. I'm trying to explain there on this. It's maybe explain it to your dad, like, he knows Don King rigs a lot of fights, right?
Yeah.
Well, say, Dad, why is boxing dead? Because Don King took it over, created a monopoly, and everybody knows it's a fraud now. And so he owns both fighters. I mean, is a boxing match where both fighters are owned by the same club, is that a boxing match you trust?
Of course.
And then, I mean, it's real simple.
Yes, it is. It trips me out a lot, you know, with him, because, like you just said, if I didn't vote for Obama, it's funny, a lot of people ask me who I voted for when they find out that I didn't vote for Obama. I'm like, oh, you voted for McCain? I'm like, well, I didn't vote for McCain either. So they thought, well, who did you vote for? And then I named my candidate, and they're like, who is that? I'm like, did you do your research on all that was running? And they're like, well, and I'm like, see, that's your problem. You automatically think, oh, if I'm not a Democrat, I must be a Republican. I must be a Democrat. But, you know, that's how it is in Georgia. It's a big Obama time from Atlanta also. And also, I bought your DVD. I made a lot of copies. I'm passing out to people at work and to my friends. And, you know, I woke up two people not too long ago. We watched the DVD at their house, and they were like, oh, my God. He's like, it's funny because you were telling me all this stuff, and now he's starting to see the things I see. And the things that I hear from you, I'm starting to hear, you know, he's starting to see more of that. And I'm like, see, it's called opening your eyes. Instead of just listening to Fox News or CNN, it's called doing your research, seeing what else is out there instead of mainstream media.
Well, I also predict, because it wasn't hard to predict, it's how they operate. They're going to have racist attack Obama. They'll probably have attempts on him by, you know, buck-toothed Klan people. They're going to hype that up. Even if it isn't racist, it's just a Tea Party, they're going to say it is to get everybody going, well, he isn't perfect, but the racists don't like him, so I'm going to be for him. You know, and the same thing with the Bush people. Well, Bush isn't perfect, but at least he's not a liberal. So people got to get their minds around this. How they're being suckered. Good to hear from you, sir. I really appreciate your call. Let's take another one. Robert in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay. I got a couple things real quick I want to get out of the way. First, I do want to say I want to make a little bit of a prediction. It's not that much of a prediction, but I think if they stage a false flag attack, they're going to get a guy and they're going to say he went to Tea Party. That's something they're going to do.
Oh, absolutely. And anytime somebody shoots a cop, they'll look at the 1,000 websites they visited, and they'll find the one Patriot site and said, we made them kill everybody. And, I mean, you heard the caller earlier, and I've told people that saw this stuff, where you'd have provocateurs there trying to start fights. Just amazing.
Oh, yeah. And I had called you before and told you about this website, but I got the website wrong. It's PowerCastCo.com. I actually ended up finding it because I Googled it. They changed the front of the website, the webpage, the way it looks. Before, they had a soldier on there, and it looked really creepy. They had stuff about RFID on there on the front. But you can still find the stuff about the RFID if you look.
No, well, every website saying they've got something doesn't necessarily mean it's true. I don't know the site, so I can't say one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to ask you also, have you heard of project named Rods from God? It's a space-based weapon.
Rods from God.
Yeah, it's a space-based weapon, basically. That's just the code name for it. You could Google it. There's a little information on that. I would recommend people look that up. I bet they already have it up there, because if they're willing to let any information out on it, you know, then how it works.
I know what the real weapon systems are. I mean, I've talked. Go ahead and tell us what's the system.
It releases 20-foot steel and tungsten coated rods that fall to the earth, and the kinetic energy created by them is equal to a nuclear weapon, but there's no trace.
I'm aware of those, and yes, that's real.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now, you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Jason Burmes with a bunch of breaking news. We'll be in there for 20 minutes, and I got Judge Andrew Napolitano. rescheduled from last week on with us. I had to reschedule him so that I could go on international television on Free Speech TV, Press TV, excuse me. So that's coming up, and I promise we're going to get to everybody that's patiently holding. I want to tell you about a few of our sponsors first, then we'll go back to your calls. Home Gain, let me tell you a little bit about the great folks at HOMEGAIN.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you'll get an instant free estimate on your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home, and again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. They have a free home sale maximizer that tells you the best improvements to make on your home for the best resale value. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link, Max Little Orange Gorilla, on Infowars.com, or visit them online at HOMEGAIN.com, HomeGain.com. And one more fine sponsor I wanted to tell listeners about is Akola Blue, the best atmospheric water generator out there, bar none. Their website is ecoloblue.com, akolablue.com, or big links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you miss them. Atmospheric water generator for your home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Ultimate water from the humidity in the air, unlimited. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. The generated water is passed through 7 different filters. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. Your own source of clean drinking water from the atmosphere. Akolablue.com or 1-800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043. And they got a lot of callers there, but Gary Franchi, who does Restore the Republic and helps set up the End the Fed meetings and all the rest of it, is calling in on the show, so we'll pop in and say hi to him. Gary Franchi, what's going on, buddy?
Alex, what's up, man? Just want to call in, say hello, say I saw Obama Deception. Just another fine work. People need to get out there, push that movie into the people's hands. I saw when I was out at the Tea Party in Chicago, there were just thousands of copies being distributed by the We Are Change crew there. Just amazing, amazing things that are going on in this country today. Are you heading out to the End the Fed rally this weekend?
You know, we need to be promoting it. I've been promoting it for weeks, and then this week's speeding past us, and I'd forgotten. I know they're having them at 38 locations, and I know there's going to be one in Dallas at the Fed, one in Houston, one in San Antonio. I guess we should be going to that. I wonder which one we should go to.
Well, just pick the closest one. We need to get all hands on deck for this. I spoke with Peter Schiff earlier today. He's going to be out in New York supporting it. You know, it's just so important to see the grassroots swell up. You know, we got to shut this thing down. You know, the Federal Reserve is killing the country.
Well, Gary, I should have gotten you on when it came out the Army was spying on all of us. Boy, that's really freedom, isn't it, to have the Army violating federal law spying on us?
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me anymore. You know, I mean, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was invited to the National Reconnaissance Office. They gave me national security clearance. My wife and I walked in the doors, you know, and I walked the halls. I saw the old satellites. I saw the old SR-71 Blackbirds. You know, I sat down and ate chicken fingers and Domino's pizza at a retirement luncheon. You know, I don't know why they let me in there. But the NRO is one of the big birds that watches everything, you know, and they told me this. I know this. Nothing surprises me anymore, but we have to step up to the plate. Everybody listening to this show.
I'll tell you what, Gary, let me set you up in the next few days. If you can do it, we'll talk more about it. Okay, thanks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.